We're doing Navat Chesed. We're up to the 8th chapter. Bo Yivar, Inyan Chesed Shetalui B'dibur. This is a phenomenal chapter about Chesed that we can do with our speech. Amu Chazal, our sages said that there's a distinction between tzedakah, charity, and Chesed, kindness. Chesed is bein begufo, bein bemamono. Chesed can be done with your body, it can be done with your money. Tzedakah, charity is with your money. When we speak about doing kindness with our body, there are three levels. Lema'aseh, dibur, machshava. Action, speech, thought. Ve'ad ko dibanu ba'pakim shavu kama patim inyan chesed shikarot alui b'ma'aseh u'machshava. The previous chapters were focused on kindness that's done either in speech or in thought, as we saw in the previous chapter. That was about thought. So we spoke about action and thought. That's either helping someone out in something that's difficult, or to invest thought, to analyze how we can help a person out. A person shouldn't reach total collapse. Sometimes if you think about it, you can make a good shidduch. If you think about it, you can help a person make the right connections to get a job or to get the contacts to get ahead. You think about it, very often you could help a person out. So that was all what we discussed in the previous chapter about investing thought and helping the poor. But now we're up to a new topic. We're going to talk about minyan chesed shetalui b'dibur. We're going to talk about kindness that's focused on speech. And this is especially for you, Benny. You're going out to the army. Speech is one of those things where Chazal tell us Hashem is super focused on how we speak in the army. And that can be the key factor in the success of soldiers if their speech reflects kindness. Because in our speech can be a complete application of kindness. Kindness can be applied to anything we say. In any and everything we say, we can show a reflection of kindness. The most obvious is if you're going to teach Torah, so that's an act of kindness. If you're only learning Torah for yourself, that's not kindness. But if you're giving it, if you're transmitting it, if you're helping others understand it, there, Torah can also include kindness. As the Talmud tells us in Tractate Sukkah, my dichtiv, pia patachav chokhmah v'torat chesed al leshona. What does the verse in the conclusion of Proverbs, in the conclusion of Mishlei, what does the verse mean about that woman of valor? She opens her mouth in wisdom, and the Torah of kindness is on her tongue. V'chiyesh Torah shi shel chesed v'torah shi na shel chesed. The Talmud asks, is there a Torah that involves chesed and a Torah that is absent of chesed? Torah is always chesed. What does that mean? Torah chesed. Ela Torah shi lelamedi Torah shel chesed. But Torah that is learned and passed on, that's a Torah of kindness. V'Torah sheina lelamed. And he who learns but does not seek to pass it on, zoi Torah sheina shel chesed. That's Torah that's not a Torah of kindness. So when we say our speech can have kindness, application one, says the Chafetz Chaim, is the Torah we learn, we share with others. Number two, im yesh chavero kas meze adam. Sometimes a person can be so angry at someone else. V'yachol b'dibro la'asiro me'alav. And if you speak to him, you can give him a different vantage point and the person will calm down. Very often someone comes in seething. Your best friend is so upset. And if you can talk to him, hopefully you can help him see things differently. That's another type of kindness. Yosef. We find the verse tells us by Joseph, what does Yosef tell the Yosef tells the butler, hey, when things get better, you can mention me. Now I don't know why. I guess he's trying to show, he's learning that Yosef was trying to convince the butler to get Paro to stop being upset at him. Chafetz Chaim seems to be learning that Paro had an issue with Yosef, and that's what Yosef was asking the butler. If you can talk to Paro on my behalf, then Paro might rescind his decree, might take me out of jail. But I didn't know there was such a pshat, that Paro was directly involved with Yosef earlier. I knew Potiphar put him in jail. I didn't know Paro was involved. So I'm saying, but that seems to be what Chafetz Chaim is learning. Sometimes by saying something, you can ensure that harm will not befall your friend. Gamzeu bichlal chesed. And this is very common, if you think it through. There are many applications of this. You know the boss is upset at someone, and you say a good word, you throw a good word. You know your parent is upset at one of your siblings, you throw a good word, you try to give him a better vantage point. Hadimyon, for example, in beze mikre nizdamen ben anshim hachashudim al hagneva, vehem chashudim beinav sheyachu v'yignavu liish echad. Sometimes a person is sitting among people and he suspects they're going to try to rob someone. And he hears them talking, you know, I hear he has such and such assets. I hear he's worth such and such. And he knows their intention is, if he's worth enough, they're going to find a way to rob him. He has a mitzvah to tell them, no, I heard he's bad, down on his luck. He's lost his assets. I hear there's nothing left. And even though he knows it's not true. Sometimes the chesed is I can help protect a person and I know what to say. V'chol zeu bichlal chesed u'kmo shmatzinu sh'amar Avraham l'Sara z'chastech asher tasi imadi. We see Abraham tell Sarah, here's the kindness I want you to do on my behalf. El kol ha'makom asher navo sham im eli achihu. Wherever we go, say I'm your brother. If you say that, you'll save my life. V'chol shkenim yachol le'odio be'ezei itza shi'shamer mehem. Sometimes you just tell someone, be careful, and you could save him. Obviously, he's obligated to do that, as it says in the Shulchan Aruch. So, very often, we can help someone avoid a pitfall. Okay, we'll pause here.